Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hrashval, the trench is Vatham approaches the edge of our blockade.
Direct challenge. What are your orders, Captain?
Chisvatham, you say? It's been too long, my dearest enemy. This grievous offense shall be answered. Shrefgel, ready our cannons.
Ready our cannons!
Excellent, Hrashval.
And Shrefgel, bring me my special occasion hat.
Are you certain?
Yes. When we emerge from Lightspeed starboard, I want Chisvatham to see all the new feathers.
Holy moly.
Right? Shthremray Season 2 was everything.
Okay, so what's going on?
You see the one with the amazing hat?
You will have to be much more specific.
With all the fringe on it, that's Hrashval. They're an infamous privateer.
Pirate.
Technically, they're paid under the table by the followers of Velogreb to attack the followers of Nishgrath.
So, a proxy war.
Yeah, Bornians don't fight each other. Except when they do.
Secretly or not, if they're paid by the state, doesn't that make them privateers?
Sharpshooter McCabe, here's some free advice from me to you. Life is a single hot breath gasped into a largely uncaring void. If you can call someone a pirate, you should.
Hey, I need to... Oh, come on. Really?
We're off duty.
Dubs, Brian?
The only decent subtitles are so long-winded you gotta freeze frame to catch them all. Not the ideal first viewing experience.
Arcady, how many times have you watched Shathrumra?
Okay, we've all had fun here today. Brian, I need you.
Go ahead without me, folks. I've seen this one a lot.
How's Kresh?
Not awesome, but better since we got a new mission to focus on. How's the captain? She's putting on a brave face, but leaving Campbell so soon?
About the same. Speaking of which, how bad do you need visuals on your recording?
The arms deal? Pretty badly. The Dwarnians say they'll provide 3,000 guns. They arrange a time frame by, I think, pointing at a calendar, and then the humans offer 2,000 of... something in return, but nobody even says what, so I'm thinking it's a lot of gestures. Even beyond that, the optics are our best chance of figuring out who we're-
Wait, you're saying it's not a purchase, it's a trade. Why would Dwarnians agree to that? Our guns are worse.
Well, for one thing, I don't know that it's guns. For another, there's definitely a faction that wants to fight humans again. Maybe they want to frame us for an attack?
Even if they used our ships, the ruse would fall apart the second one got shot down. Our guts don't even look the same.
Point being, this is all going to remain very opaque until I can get a picture.
Yeah. You know the little piece of Dwarnian hardware that decompresses video?
It's called a Fushal, yeah. Did you figure out compatibility with the ship tech?
Yeah, but moot point. Other Violet just called to say our source fell through. We need a new plan, fast.
Hey, we'll put our best researcher on it, and no problem.
So, a couple of problems.
Sure.
First of all, these things are about the size of a grape, so they're easy to hide.
Seeded or?
Seedless. Second problem, there's only one instance where I can actually pin down a Fushal anywhere in the vicinity of where we've been headed. Next problem, it's on New Jupiter.
Got it.
Problem after that. Well, let me play you the clip.
And today in off-planet news, we have intel that New Jupiter...
You might remember New Jupiter as the planet where the Rumor Crew blew up a major government facility twice and generally made the regime eat dog shit. Not relevant, it's just fun to say.
New Jupiter's Mary P. Gleason Museum of Science and Technology will be hosting an exclusive gala featuring an auction of captured Dwarnian artifacts from the war. If this event feels slightly propagandistic to you,
then congratulations, you're paying attention. And if anyone wants to break in and graffiti over the signage,
security is expected to be comprehensive. Focus your energy elsewhere.
So what you're saying...
Oh no.
What you're saying is we need a way to sneak back to New Jupiter, infiltrate the event, bypass security, and retrieve the goods?
Assuming that's even possible.
Well, short of getting called back to San Ramos, I can't think of better news.
For the love of God.
Computer, Sanatapathy to all crew. Hey, folks. How do you feel about a good old-fashioned museum heist? T-minus 30 minutes till touchdown on New Jupiter. You know what that means. Mission review. Anyone need a refresh on their alias?
Hi, I'm Celia Huang.
Harold Yun Gupta.
And Avni Yun Gupta. Good.
Remember your wedding rings.
Oh, right. Let's aim for a semi-functional fake marriage this time.
Now that we've got the vows out of the way...
We land by 2105 local time. Doors open at 2200. This gives Arcady about an hour to work her magic on the power, cameras, and alarms. We're allotting an additional 15 minutes for Violet, Park, and me to get into position. Brian?
McCabe and I are on camera duty. We'll be watching the guards, the doors, anything else interesting?
Local weather reports predict heavy solar flares. At the first flare, after 2200 hours, we engineer a momentary blackout.
Violet?
I grab the device and head for the door.
When lights return, me and Park create a disturbance to draw attention from the missing item. Even with alarms off, we have to assume this will only buy Violet a few minutes.
The rest of us go through whatever extra security the museum sets up once they realize the target's missing.
The ship is the rendezvous point, and then we get the heck out of Dodge. One Fushal richer. Easy peasy, pleasy.
Assuming everything goes off without a hitch.
It will.
What makes you say that?
Denial. Complete and utter denial of anything that's ever happened to us.
That's the spirit. Everyone wired up?
I'm not.
Arcady, can you see to it?
Got it, Captain. Okay, hold still. This should increase your signal range enough to reach the ship no matter what. Just be sure to
pretend to be on the phone so nobody stares at the lady talking to herself. And, realistically, arguing with herself.
Yeah. Wish I could be on the ground as backup. Last time we pulled a mission this complicated,
you got shot.
Point, but look, I can't say be careful every time we do something dangerous because it'd be all I ever say, but, you know, take care.
You too.
Are you kidding? I don't even have to change out of pajamas for this.
Hey, so, how do I look?
Like a rich, heartless bourgeois collaborator.
All that from a nice outfit and heels?
If I didn't know you, I'd be mad at myself for finding you this attractive.
How mad?
Oh. Furious.
Hey, folks, just... They were about to kiss! Grim and Jada, you owe me 20 smackaroos!
Well, here's to everything going according to plan.
Arcady, do you have the overrides yet? We have minutes until everyone's in position.
Working on it. New Jupiter's really upgraded their security since last time we stopped by.
Wonder why.
What are we supposed to do while we wait?
Want to get a game of cards going?
Krej, have you... you know...
replaced the card I ate? Oh, you mean Haziz Grep been in touch. No beans. Not since wiring the money.
Krej, love, you know, you don't have to talk about this.
You don't have to talk at all.
Ishgreb's waiting for me to reach up first. I have to thank them for the gift and offer good enough counter terms before they formally acknowledge me.
It's a standard diplomatic protocol on Lost Leilanch. Basically, Ishgreb's not treating this like a tiff between family anymore.
If they want to play games, let them goddamn twist. They shat the bed. They can't just buy you back.
Arcady, do you think maybe you're projecting just a little bit?
I get along great with my family. What makes you think I don't? And we have cameras.
Private line, Brian Jeter to Sinatrapathi. Time is 22:07. Arcady just got the camera override. Where are you in park at?
Look at this sword. How gruesome.
Luckily, we didn't see many of those in combat.
I'm so glad of it, dear.
Ceremonial Dwarnian sword is exhibit C11. Should put them in range of that camera.
For the record, that's a trick knife. Whoever they took that off of was learning how to juggle.
Private line. Arcady Patel to Violet Liu. You almost in place?
Excuse me, could you tell me where the... oh, wait. It's behind me. So sorry.
That's a yes. She's right there.
Good job. I've got the power in the cameras, still working on the alarms. Move slow. You might need to loiter a while.
Ugh.
That exciting life of crime, I know.
Disgusting, isn't it?
Hmm?
From a design perspective, I mean, the helmets they wore are so clunky.
They do look heavy.
Ooh, hey, buddy, let me tell you some exciting facts about zero gravity.
No wonder they were in such a murdering mood. But we showed them in the end. Fascinating culture, though.
Just what we needed, a talker.
I consider myself a connoisseur of captured Dwarnian artifacts. I have over 200 pieces at home.
That's nice.
Would you like impromptu tour of the exhibits here?
Violet, we need you to shake this guy. Subtle as you can.
I really wouldn't want to impose.
Oh, it's no trouble. I can take you through what the plaques got wrong.
Shit, you're about to be pushed out of position. Disengage.
I'm trying.
Hmm?
I'm actually waiting for someone.
Well, nobody appears to be coming. Shall we?
Forget subtle. Shank him.
Really? I'm fine right here.
There's no need for that kind of attitude. I was trying to do you a favor.
Solar flare coming in 7.
Alarms are being stubborn.
5, 4, then quit babysitting your girlfriend and handle it. We missed missed it.
It's okay, dude. We'll wait for the next one.
You were just standing there by the case. I assumed you actually wanted to learn something at a museum, you little—
Harold! Harold and Avni Yungupta, is that you?
Celia, dear, is this person bothering you?
And have a lovely night.
Great. Now three operatives are bunched up together and they're attracting attention.
So, Dwarnian helmets.
Random assholes are an X factor in any heist. At least that one's dealt with. Give it some time to clear out.
Fellas, not sure we've got time. Traffic report says heavy sky congestion's coming down in 45 minutes. We're gonna be boxed in.
There's only one predicted solar flare within the next hour, and it's cresting in less than half a minute.
Arcady, dude, no pressure, but, like, a kind of pressure? Do you have the alarms offline yet?
Quiet.
Working on it.
Anything we can do to help?
Quiet would be good.
Flare coming in 8.
Computer,
seven.
Outside call. Arcady Patel to Team 2.
What?
Go.
4, 3.
Killing all museum lights, all museum power, now.
Arcady, the alarms are on battery. Did you get the alarms?
She did not.
Violet, go now. You've got 4 seconds to stow the item, just like you practiced. And lights back on now.
What's going on?
Attention guests, everyone remain calm. Looks like there's been a security breach in the Montgomery wing.
And where is that?
Opposite end of the museum, sir. Nothing to worry about.
Arcady, you said you couldn't access security.
I didn't.
Then how—
Small talk later. Where are you, Violet? Get out of there.
She's not quite to the door yet. Park, Sanaa, if you could clear Violet a path and or draw some attention to yourselves.
My diamonds! My diamonds are missing!
That works.
Ma'am, please remain calm. Don't worry. Officer Clemens here. We have a code 87A. All right, everyone. In addition to the security issue in the Montgomery wing, we have a stolen items report in the special exhibit hall. In accordance with new security procedures, this whole room is now on lockdown.
Hey, that sounds bad.
Did she make it? Violet, cough if you're out of there. I can't hear. Too much crowd noise.
Don't worry, ma'am. We'll search every guest top to bottom. What do they look like?
Brian Jeter to Sanaa Tripathi and Jinsoon Park. If Violet made it out, the diamonds are pink. If not, they're blue.
They're perfectly transparent.
Neither?
She doesn't know. Damn it!
Dear, hate to contradict you, but I really think they've got a slight bluish cast.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Shit. The target's in Violet's bag. That won't stand up to a search. We're gonna need to execute a handoff.
All right. Necklace? Earrings?
Captain Park, if you see a window for a handoff, they're a necklace. If not, earrings.
Earrings.
A necklace.
Sorry?
I just had them reset as a pendant.
Handoff time. Okay? Violet, stay very calm. We need you to approach Park and Tripathi. Fake a trip. Just like we practiced.
When did you practice this?
Any other identifying details about these diamonds, ma'am?
The largest is very round. About the size of a grape or an eyeball.
Harold, Avni, what?
Are you all right?
Here, let me help you up.
Thank you, Harold. So embarrassing.
Violet, successful handoff?
Are you hurt? Yes, no.
I'm fine.
That's a relief.
All right, beautiful. Let's get you all out of there before anyone notices what's really missing.
Listen, Officer, Clemens, the crowd is making me very nervous, and I'm having trouble breathing.
Great. If you could queue up to the left where the screen line is formed.
Officer Clemens, she's with us. This has been a very trying evening, no thanks to the frankly shoddy security at your establishment. So if you wouldn't mind, the three of us are going to step out for some air. Now.
Of course, ma'am. Just a quick bag check and pat down first. New rules demanded in the event of any on-premises theft.
Of course.
You're clear. Please step through those doors.
See you two out there.
Violet, you did so well. You did so, so well.
Not out of the woods just yet. Park?
Is this really necessary? Are you accusing me of stealing my own wife's jewelry?
Sir, all due respect, until we get this straightened out, everyone is a suspect.
I didn't sacrifice an eyeball in the war to be poked at like a common civilian.
Please step through those doors.
2 out of 3.
All right, ma'am, if you'll just...
I'm a suspect? Really? Me? What sort of person would stage the disappearance of her own property in a museum surrounded by witnesses? Is this seriously happening right now? Am I hallucinating?
Pat down complete. Step through those doors.
Thank you.
Good work. Rendezvous at the ship in 15.
Everyone aboard?
Yep. Krej, you know what to do.
Ahoy, hoy, people. This is your high-flying and very relieved pilot speaking. Please report to the cockpit for a mission debrief and a party. The party is largely a state of mind, but I found streamers. Where'd you learn the scary act, Captain Tripathi?
I worked at a mechanic shop in my youth. Some of our customers were... instructive.
You mean shitheads.
Or Katie. You know what? I do mean shitheads. Is Violet with you?
Hey, Captain.
Violet, I meant to tell you, that was a very convincing fall.
She skinned her knee. That's my girl, bleeding for crime.
You know me, anything for crime.
Captain?
Mission debrief?
And party.
We thought you were joking about that part.
Why?
Fair.
Iris 2 crew, can I just say, that was a pretty good heist.
Captain, how'd you guys do that handoff? Where's the Fuchsal now?
I have it.
But they searched you.
Good thing they didn't eyeball us. I'm winking. I just realized you can't. It was under my eye patch.
Puns. Puns, Park? Really? Puns? Puns?
Ah, I see what you did there.
Krej? Perfect exit, as usual.
That's my brand.
Brian, McCabe, here's to you for watching the monitors. All of us in the field were glad to know you had our backs.
I still think I should have been on site. I'm a sniper.
We were indoors in a highly guarded museum. What could you have done?
I could have shot the jerk who was bothering Violet.
McCabe, don't make me like you. It's disorienting.
Is that the sound of Arcady growing as a person?
No.
Speaking of Arcady, good work on that trick with the alarms.
Yeah, how did you manage to set them off at the opposite end of the museum?
I didn't. Emma Hagerman did.
You hired the Hagerman Six?
Never hurts to have insurance.
What did they steal?
Whatever they could carry. I think they like antiques. Mostly, they're adrenaline junkies.
You knew they wouldn't disable the alarms either.
Right. Should we open up this Fuchsal?
Plugging it in.
How long does it take to decompress it?
That's done.
The file's done, just like that?
Dwarnian tech, folks. Now, let's see what we've been missing.
Huey Felsh, off the Grand Guard.
Good.
Do we think the whole thing will be the backs of people's heads?
Ooh, you can see crates through that ship door. Arcady, Krej, did they look like anything you recognize from the war?
Sorry, no dice over here.
It's a little familiar, but I can't place it.
No nextum. Okay, want Alice Gimium?
Krej?
Pause it, pause it! Krej to other Violet.
Attempting connection.
What's going on?
I only want to have to explain this once.
Attempting connection.
What's the situation?
We got the video.
Any useful intel?
The ship. The ship the Dwarnians came in.
Yes?
It's a really, really good ship.
Krej, if you call just to talk ships...
No! Listen to me. It's fast, it's discreet, it's very pricey.
It's got external stabilizers you can only get on Las Lelanch. The Dwarnians who are in on this deal, they're not small players. They're not on the fringes. They have a lot of money.
Are we thinking Dwarnian Mafia?
Too tasteful.
You're thinking government.
All the way to the top?
We shouldn't rule it out. The ship, I mean, the style, the mods, everything, it all felt real familiar. The kind of thing I used to fly. Ishgrip knew all the rich and powerful. I may know how to find out who arranged this, and if we can figure out who that is, the rest of the pieces might fall into place. Boss Violet, I think I've got a chance to settle my debt to Ishgrip and help the cause at the same time. I think I need to go back home.
Krish.
Just for a few weeks.
If you're sure this is the right thing to do, we can drop you off when we refuel on Artemis. You can shuttle from there. But are you absolutely sure?
I'll put in some public appearances with Ishgrip, show the world I'm still alive and on, you know, real great terms with my family. It'll get press, and that'll give Ishgrip a platform for whatever kind of issue they want to push. They'll love that.
And being on the inside with a prominent diplomat will get you a lot of access. Interesting.
Krish, you shouldn't have to do this alone.
Agreed. You're too unpredictable in the field.
You get shot one time.
I'm going. I can keep analyzing the arms deal from anywhere, and I'm not leaving Krish.
I can't promise Ishgrip won't be horrible to you.
Come on, I'm a queer, trans, Jewish, liberal arts guy. Bouncing back from crap we shouldn't have to deal with is kind of our thing.
Hang on. We don't even know if this is safe. What's the name of that politician who tried to have Thazia murdered for saying the war maybe wasn't a great idea?
Vashran?
Are they based out of Mlos Tlalanch?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know about all of you, but I'm not comfortable throwing two crew members into a goddamn hornet's nest inside a volcano. I'm coming too.
It'll be a hard sell to Ishgrip.
Hey, the mainstream Dwarnian society cares a lot about manners, right? Then it'd be pretty damn rude of them not to let you take your personal security guard.
I think we'll all feel a lot better about this with you there, Arcady.
Luckily, the Iris-2's next mission shouldn't involve any kicking or punching. I want the rest of you to head to Mirzakhani. Drop off Max's student recruits at a nearby hub. They'll continue to headquarters from there.
We're not a sky bus.
Max doesn't have a ship large enough to take them all. Not every job involves subterfuge and subtlety and hiring a bunch of cat burglars to sack New Jupiter's premier museum.
In our defense, it did work.
And in a way that doesn't especially point back to us. I'm not mad about it.
Thanks. We're honored.
Arcady, can we talk? Outside?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I should have run it by you.
No, I think it's the right thing to do. Nothing I've heard about this situation makes me feel like Krej and Brian are gonna for sure be safe there. And you're the one who can do something about that. Is this, on any level, a guilt thing? About the war, or...
Honestly, I don't know how to tell the difference.
Yeah.
I've got to keep our friends from dying.
So you admit they're your friends?
Shut up. Hey, it's only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll call. I don't know what the time difference is. Maybe I can leave you messages.
I'd like that. I'll leave you messages, too.
Good. And maybe don't listen to them where the rest of the crew can hear. Not like that. Just feelings. for the record, I wasn't fishing for a kiss, but I'll take it.
Good. We should go back in.
Yeah.
For real, this time.
After you.
So, I guess we'll just need to fit in some extra team bonding time before Artemis. Krej, Brian, Arcady, you will be missed.
And Park.
What?
An anonymous possible defector got in contact with us late last night. They'll talk, but only to Park. They're out on Fortinbras Station. You can get there from Artemis.
How long would he be gone?
I don't know.
A month? 2 months? A year?
I still don't know.
Hang on, this is Park's decision. There's no point debating this until he...
I'll go.
Okay, then.
We're diverting a crew member for who knows how long just because someone might know something.
Nazia thinks they're credible.
Without Krej or Park, Captain Tripathi will have to pilot the ship around the clock.
I've been meaning to fix up the autopilot anyway.
Captain!
We need all the help we can get. That's always been true. And I trust Thazia's judgment.
Right. I'll leave you to it. Hagerman's crew destroyed some priceless stained glass on their way out, but I never cared for modern art. We'll call that progress. Pilot Lou out.
Well, it feels like this meeting has turned into more of a farewell party. I didn't manage to do any grocery shopping before we left, but we got water and our fanciest cocktail glasses, so let's get festive.
Park, can I talk to you in the hallway?
Everything interesting these days happens in the hallway.
You know, you're probably the most famous defector there is at this point, shortly ahead of them.
You?
Yes. Do you think... That's probably why they want to talk to you, right? This unknown person.
I don't know why they want to talk to me.
It's just... You agreed really, really quickly.
What's this about?
I mean, you barely had any information, and you said yes. You don't even trust me alone with the crew, and you said yes.
It's been weeks since that talk. Situations change.
You didn't tell me about the Hagerman 6 crew today. And you know what? I get it. New Jupiter, not far from where we used to work. The chance to turn in not one but two groups of criminals, I can see where you would think that might be tempting. I don't blame you for withholding that. What I might blame you for is jumping into a far-fetched scheme that short-staffs our crew for the wrong reasons.
Other Violet gave me a mission. If a defector will only talk to me, we still need to hear what they have to say.
You know it's not her, right? It's not Shelly. She was nowhere near Fortinbras, and anyway, the odds of her defecting too are so small.
We don't know who it is. Could be anyone.
You're making a bad decision.
It's not your call.
I can't believe the captain is just letting you do this.
Maybe she knows it's a bad idea to keep someone on a ship against their will.
That's literally how she met Violet.
Violet's only other option was death. I'm doing my job.
Jensun, you are setting yourself up for disappointment.
Let me worry about that.
Hello again.
So, what did we miss?
We added some more streamers, and we've got ice water for toasting.
We're gonna do karaoke.
We are?
I am not doing that.
Well, in that case, let's celebrate by not doing karaoke.
Krej, do you know what karaoke means?
I have many guesses.
Come on, the ice is melting.
What?
In the drinks. We should go ahead and toast.
To working together to achieve something more than the sum of its parts.
To doing what needs to be done.
To going away and then coming back again as soon as absolutely possible.
To a successful museum heist.
The Strange Case of Starship Iris. Episode
Bomb Heist, starring
Cody as Dwarnian crew member,
Devel Tolls as Shreshfell,
Lee Leberton as Shreshfell and Shisvatham,
Brittany Lefevre as Krej,
Jamie Price as Brian Jeter,
Chris Choi as Jinsung Park,
Jackie Andrews as RJ McCabe,
Ishani Kanatkar as Arkady Patel,
Rukmini Desai as Sanathrapathi,
Cindy Chu as Violet Liu,
Julia Morizawa as Piper Tanaka,
Lucille Valentine as Kestrel Colvin,
Jesse Michael Hand as the museum goer,
Alex Montgomery as Officer Clemens,
Joe Chang as Other Violet.
Sound design, mixing, and editing by Hannah Cross and Aaron Bauman.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Written by Jessica Best. Opening credits music is Fear for the Storm, written by Jessica Best and S.E. Winters, and performed by Kyron Starr with Aaron Bauman on vocals. Ending credits music is Rocket Science by David Devereaux of Tin Can Audio. This episode of Shith Hemra was written by Ella Moira Seat and directed by Rachel Kellum.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.